I knew that if I had to walk to work every day to get a car, that's what I was going to do. And walk home every day, that's what I was going to do. Go to work, work for like 6-7 hours, and walk straight home.
I was just walking to work, and it was just like, you came out of nowhere.
That voice was 18-year-old Jaden Sutton. He's a high school senior. Last month, LaVonda Wright Myers noticed him walking on the side of the road in the rain. And she felt that she would find out what this was all about. And when she heard, she decided she would do something about it. LaVonda is on the phone with us. Hi, LaVonda. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. Now, we haven't told everybody yet what you did. So let's, before we reveal that, what made you notice this young man?
Actually, while traveling, my son, who was 13, actually, he was in the car with me. We were heading to dinner, and he pointed out the young man walking really fast down the road, and there was a light rain that had started to drizzle, and my son said, "I think that's Jaden." I had never met Jaden before, but my son was familiar with Jaden.
Okay. And then it developed into a pattern. You noticed him on more than one occasion, and it led to you giving him a ride ultimately?
Ultimately, yes. I gave him a ride to work, and the particular day when I dropped him off to work, as we were traveling to his job, we were creating small talk. And that's when he started to tell me he was in the 12th grade. And he was like, you know, when I get out of school in the afternoons, I take this walk to work. And I was blown away. I was like, so you're telling me that after school, you walk to work. And then when you get off from work, you walk back home at night and it's cold. And he typically would arrive at home around 11:30 at night. And I was completely shook at the determination. And the entire time that he's telling me this, he has a smile on his face. And he say, I do it because I don't have a choice.
Wow. That's amazing. So I'm sure all kinds of questions were running through your head as you're listening to this. How is he able to do his homework? How is he able to have a life, free time, spare fun? He works almost two full-time jobs, one as a student, one at this job that he was walking to, right?
Absolutely. All of that started going through my mind. I didn't know, you know, his family, his history, his past. And in my heart, I was like, you know what? None of that matters. What really matters is that we make a difference and that we spread more love. So I, you know, went home, hadn't spoken to Jaylen or anything like that. And I just couldn't sleep. And it was just pressing on my heart. And I got up that morning. I was like, okay, I got to do something. I have to try to help in some type of way. A child like this hasn't asked for anything but a ride. But to me, he deserved everything.
So you set up basically a GoFundMe, sharing the story. You kick in some of your own money, and then the cash starts rolling in. Within 2 days... You raised, is it $6,000?
Well, it took a couple of days. Within 2 days, there was a substantial amount of money in the GoFundMe account. But the actual $7,000 total is what was raised. And then, yes, I had to put some of my funds in to make the difference. And I was able to speak with the general manager of the Honda dealership, Mally Honda dealership in Union City, and they agreed to drop the price of the vehicle down to match the budget of what I had in hand so that I could be a blessing to Jaden.
Man.
What a great story.
Now, they didn't twist his arm and try to get him on extended warranties and rust-proofing and all that nonsense, right?
Gotta learn those lessons early.
I was there at the table every step of the way.
And how did... take us through how you presented him with the car, because he knew nothing about this.
No, he knew nothing about it. And actually, I reached out to his mom. I got in contact with his mother, and I was letting her know that I was preparing to bless him. I told her I had finally found a vehicle. She was very grateful. She didn't ask for anything. You know, she was just, she said, where she's from, somebody demonstrating this act of kindness is foreign to her and unheard of.
Yeah.
And she was like, people are just not kind like this where I'm from up north. And I was just explaining to her, you know, that it was all God, that God was just using me and I was being obedient. And, you know, letting her know that her son deserved it. So we set it up. He was supposed to go to work that day. And I told her, you know, please don't take him to work because today is the day that I'm making the car purchase. And she agreed to meet me at the car dealership. So they arrive. They get out of the car. I already have the car parked up front. The big bow is on the top. He's walking over with his mother. We're creating small talk. Of course, he's suspicious, like, you know, what's going on here? And, let me back up for a second. Once I met his mom, I found out that she had been laid off of her job, and her car was totaled a few weeks ago.
Oh.
So his mom does not have transportation, which contributes to him having to walk. So in his mind, he's thinking, my mom is probably just looking, you know, looking for something.
Okay.
So we're walking up. We're in the dealership parking lot. I have him park it up front. And I put my arms around him and I say, this is your car. And he is just, the smile on his face is just priceless. Like he can't say anything. So he walks away from me. He starts walking around the car. He gets in the car. He's so overwhelmed. He starts blowing the horn like, this is really my car. So he's blowing the horn, sitting in the car, like freaking out, like, is this really happening? And my eyes just filled with tears. Like, I was just so happy.
He's blowing the horn, going, get out of the way. I'm late for work.
Wow.
Right.
Did he ask that? He's like, I can't be horsed around, Mom. It's fine. It's blue. I love it. It's beautiful. But I got to get to work. Otherwise, I'm going to be in trouble.
Right. Well, he kept worrying about work. And we kept telling him, we know you didn't make it to work today. But once your job finds out why you didn't make it to work today, you let them know you weren't going to be able to make it. And they see how you were blessed. I was telling him, you're not going to have anything to worry about. Because he was worried about that.
And the good news for his mother, now she has a car and a chauffeur.
Mm-hmm. What a great story.
I was like such a blessing.
Well, we wanted to talk to you because when these kinds of things happen, there's a police officer here in our listening area who has done this on several occasions. Gets the ball rolling, works with the car dealership. People donate. He kicks in his own money and does the same thing. So these little, well, they're not little, they're huge, but they make a difference. And it takes one person, somebody like you, first of all, notice, right? You had to notice and question, gee, something's not right here. Something's up. Turns out this is a good kid, and his words are, I had to do it. I have to go. I was going to get there no matter what because I got to, you know, save up money to buy a car. So had you and your son not noticed, he might still be hoofing it.
But there was
absolutely right.
There was no way you guys weren't going to notice because you're just working the plan that's already been set in motion. You've said many times that this was just a blessing you were able to bestow through the work of God. So this was going to happen. This was fate. There was, whether you noticed him or your son noticed him, or the lesson that your son learned about what it means to be dedicated to working and helping your family and all of the things that followed, your ability to talk with the car dealership manager and your ability to generate interest and people's hearts opening up and paying money, this is all part of a plan. The thing that makes it so incredible to me is that you were the one who was able to put the plan in action. God's got plans for all of us, but not all of us see it. You know what I mean? And you were able to see it and put it into action. And that's a miracle. That is the miracle right there.
Now check your email box. How many people are saying, dear Levant, you know what? I walk 4 miles to work and man, you know what I'm saying? But I'd like it to be red, not blue, if that's not too much to ask. But it does snowball and it does spread, and I hope he remembers this. I'm sure he will, and repay the favor down the road at some point, right?
Absolutely.
What does his job entail? What can you tell us? What does he do?
Yes, he works at a Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
In Powder Springs, Georgia, and on his job, I think that he works in the back of the house.
Okay.
At his job, and it's a Mexican restaurant.
You know, working in restaurants, that's one way to teach you what you don't want to do for the rest of your life. It's not always easy work. And, boy, if he was that committed to it, walking in the rain in December, although you guys are in Atlanta, not to diminish that it stinks walking in the rain, but it'll test your stick-to-itiveness, so to speak. So,
absolutely.
Good for you. And I could hear it in your voice. It made you feel probably as good or better than he felt.
Oh, my God. My heart has been so full just to make a difference. You know, I take no credit. I give all the glory back to God because, just like you said, we have a work to do. And in a world that's plagued with so much hate and division, you know, I just want to do my part. One person at a time.
Good for you.
That's all that we can do.
I think you did that.
Did you? How many people donated to your GoFundMe page? Any idea?
I think it was roughly maybe about 200 people.
Nice.
Total that came together and donated to achieve that goal.
And if for people who are listening, you don't have to get somebody a car. Just doing something nice, a little something. Makes somebody's day just a little bit better, and it starts with that, right?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing your story. Job well done. I wonder where this kid's going to go, where he's going to wind up.
He's definitely going to go far.
Damn well better. Those keys are coming straight back.
And I would definitely be in his life forever. Our hearts are definitely knitted.
Good for you. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me this morning.
All right, LaFonda, you have a great day. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
You know what I mean? Just noticing it. You had to see it at first.
Yep, and I bet anybody you talk to about her would say, yep, that's just the kind of person she is. She notices stuff like that. Most of us are not. Most of us are not, and that's not a slight. That's just we're so busy, scaling our own hurdles that we don't have that moment. But it could be that maybe her life is a busy mess, and this was just a moment mm-hmm. where she saw and was able to help. It's just amazing. It's a great story.